Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, July 8th. I'm Abby Larico. When Northview Village Nursing Home in North St. Louis abruptly closed overnight in December, many called for the facility's leaders to be held accountable. But half a year later, a $56,000 fine appears to be the director's only penalty.
And that's my issue. If it can happen at Northview, who is to say that it cannot happen at this facility?
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports on what happened after the North Kings Highway Nursing Home shut down. That's coming up on The Gateway. Missouri isn't conceding the Royals and Chiefs to Kansas just yet. Governor Mike Parson is in Kansas City today to talk with top officials about how to keep the teams. Parson's schedule calls for him to meet with Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, Jackson County Executive Frank White, and members of the Clay County Commission. Kansas lawmakers last month approved up to $1 billion in star bonds to lure the Chiefs and Royals across the state line. The mayor's spokesperson says he agrees on the importance of keeping both teams in Missouri. White's spokesperson says the county maintains open communications with Parson to ensure the best interests of residents are met. White strongly opposed the vote on a stadium sales tax extension, which Jackson County voters rejected in April. As reparations task forces continue studying how to repay Black Americans for past racist harms, Washington University researchers say there are tested policy models that can deliver repayment. In a recent Russell Sage Foundation Journal brief, researchers explore three wealth accumulating options. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Researchers say the Child Development Account policy can be a model for delivering reparations to Black Americans. It's used in some states to help children create wealth. It acts as an investment plan. Through it, African Americans can receive reparations as a cash transfer, a savings plan, or in a trust fund. Researchers say that wealth accumulation could help them build a home or start a business. Trina Shanks co-authored the research brief. She says the tool can help close the Black and white racial wealth gap.
They become a population that also has resources, that also has wealth, that also want to invest and be part of our economic system.
Shanks said the tested policy model can be immediately delivered to large populations. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
College classes start in just a few weeks, but it's not too late for students to apply for federal aid. A new version of the FAFSA application this year was delayed and glitchy, so many students struggled to complete it. The Missouri College and Career Attainment Network is holding sessions every Monday in July to help. Camry Ivory is the network's Kansas City FAFSA consultant. She said it should be easier for students to complete the application now.
Even though school is out, even though you may not have direct access to your counselors and teachers, there are people in the community who are here to help you.
12% fewer seniors in Missouri completed the FAFSA this year than last year. The Artica Festival has found a new home for its October event just south of the Gateway Arch grounds. The annual gathering includes site-specific sculpture, performance art, and an off-the-beaten-path ethos. It ends with the burning of a wooden sculpture. Artica leaders will host site visits for participating artists this week. Executive Director Nicolette Emmanuel says it's been a challenge planning a site-specific festival without a site.
And without that component, it was rough. And now that we have these site visits, people are going to be able to come in and adjust their things to fit into the landscape, which is super exciting.
Artica is also reopening the window for new artist proposals through Wednesday. Peaches in deep southern Illinois will have a bounce-back year this summer, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the big Metro East orchard may have another down season.
Last year, local peaches dropped to a record low thanks to a cold spell. Just about 10% of the crop at Flame Orchards near the small town of Cobden made it to shelves. But this year, the weather cooperated, and Flame's production will be at a full 100%. But for Eckerd's and Belleville, production will be about 50%, the same as last year. That's according to company president Chris Eckerd.
It's not frequently that we have 2 years in a row with this kind of outcome. One, that's hard to endure financially. And two, how much of this is a trend versus circumstance.
This year's culprit was sub-zero temperature in January and frost in March. There is some good news, though. Eckert says peach season arrived a little early and the fruit still tastes great. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Earlier this year, federal health officials fined the former directors of Northview Village Nursing Home in St. Louis $56,000 for the overnight closure of the facility. The shutdown upended the lives of 174 residents and their families. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports that despite public outcry, that may be the director's only penalty.
Star Bradford's mother has dementia and has been a resident of Northview Village for decades. So when Bradford scrolled through social media last December, she recognized a building in the background of a live stream.
At first I was like, wait, that looks like my mom's nursing home. Then I'm like, that is her nursing home.
According to state investigators, Northview's owners were not able to make payroll, and many employees soon walked off the job. Health workers from other facilities quickly started moving people to other nursing homes. Missouri health officials later described the evacuation as disorganized, with workers loading residents into vans without documenting where they were going. Bradford rushed to the scene, but her mom was long gone.
I zoomed down there, and like I said, I got down there, walked in because the building was still open, but it was like trashed.
Federal rules require, with some exceptions, that nursing homes give 60 days notice before shutting down. That gives families and guardians time to move residents to new places with minimal distress. The Rothner and Suisa families own the majority of Northview Village, partly through trusts. Directors Lorraine and Mark Suisa and Eric Rothner did not respond to requests for interviews. So far, it appears the only penalty for the closure has been the federal five-figure fine.
I did speak with a daughter of one of the residents that she said, my mother has dementia, and I don't know where she's at.
Jamie Opsel is executive director of the St. Louis City Senior Fund, which distributes money to organizations that help older adults.
And she was just beside herself. She was scared.
Other local agencies quickly convened and approved funding for wellness checks and to replace residents' belongings. Volunteers from local organizations said at Northview they saw quilts still on the bed and shoes neatly lined up, as if residents expected they were going to come back soon. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which reimburses facilities for care, sets rules for homes to follow and can issue fines or pull Medicaid payments. That's the agency that fined Northview's directors, citing an unsafe evacuation, administration problems, and the facility's failure to keep residents safe from hazards and accidents. Sam Brooks, public policy director at the advocacy group National Consumer Voice, says that fine doesn't hold the owners and operators of the facility accountable.
That's nothing to them. That's the cost of doing business. But they could take additional steps, not allowing them to be licensed, payment denials for Medicare and Medicaid, but they continue to tolerate it.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is in charge of licensing and inspecting long-term care facilities. Attorneys general and privately hired lawyers could also sue those who run afoul of rules. A DHSS spokeswoman says the department's been working with the former owners to monitor the other facilities they own in the state. State employees also conducted surprise visits to two facilities they owned in the St. Louis region. And the Missouri Attorney General's office is investigating how Northview used Medicaid funds. A spokeswoman says they're making sure former residents receive proper care in their new homes. But Star Bradford wonders if that's enough. Although her mother's now in another nursing home, she's worried about the care she's receiving there. She's trying to find a new place for her mom to live. She's worried if nursing homes aren't punished for closing abruptly, it could happen again.
And that's my issue. If it can happen at Northview, who is to say that it cannot happen at this facility? And then what if we're not notified like we wasn't notified then?
According to federal records, Northview's former directors own at least six other facilities in Illinois and Missouri. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Cazares edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.